years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. And mercy there was great, and grace was free, and pardon there was multiplied to me. Till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Oh, mercy there was great, and grace was free, and pardon there was multiplied to me. And there my burdened soul found liberty and Calvary. Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my King. Hallelujah. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Oh, mercy there was great, grace was free, and pardon there was multiplied to me. And there my burdened soul found liberty. Salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did spend at Calvary. Come on, sing it. Oh, mercy there was great, and grace was free, and pardon there was multiplied to me. And there my burdened soul found liberty.
Thank you, Brother Joe and Sister Amy. Beautiful singing. What is Holy Ghost fire? Have you ever asked yourself what John the Baptist may have meant when he said that Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire? Have you wondered about the day of Pentecost when they were filled with the Holy Ghost and it said fire again? What is the Holy Ghost fire? What is the Holy Ghost fire? How many of you in this building with all your heart want to be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire? Could I see your hand? Would you raise it high? Let me see. Holy Ghost and fire? You'd like to be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire? Do you know that the fire of the Holy Ghost is the essence of what the Holy Ghost is all about? And it's dynamic life. It's dynamic power. Let's read in the book of Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 3, and verse 16, the words of John the Baptist. John the Baptist. John answered, saying unto them, all. John answered, saying unto them, all. I indeed baptize you with the Holy Ghost. With what? I'm sorry. But one mightier than I cometh after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now this is the first time in our Bible that a great prophet of God has made such a statement concerning the person and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I'm here to tell you, when you get the fire of the Holy Ghost, you are a transformed person. It's good to be saved. You got to be saved first. You got to be sanctified. You got to be cleaned up. The world's got to go. And then the Holy Ghost and fire comes to flood you and to fill you. Now, let's read in John 7 and 37. And we'll give you a little more picture of what this fire of the Holy Ghost is all about. You need to hear this. I'll let you be seated in a moment. Verse 37, John chapter 7. The last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. How many times have I depended on that statement? If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this spake he of the Spirit. I won't read the next verse. You may want to read that when you get home. But on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was come, when the day of Pentecost was come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And then I quote to you Romans 8 and 11. Romans 8 and 11. If the Spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your what? Mortal. Say that word, mortal. Mortal body. We're not talking about something that just does you good in the spirit. We're talking about something that does you good in the flesh. In the body. In the body. So I preach this morning. I want you to make sure you remember every bit of it. I really do. What is Holy Ghost fire? Father, help your servant to preach as pleases you this morning. Don't let me be bound by flesh. Don't let me be bound by my weaknesses. But Father, may the Holy Ghost get a hold of every person sitting in this sanctuary. May the Holy Ghost get a hold of every person sitting in this sanctuary. And may they leave here with a hunger for the fire of the Holy Ghost. A hunger for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Think about it now, before you're seated. Think about your vessel, your body, spirit and body, being full of a person whom God says is fire, is like fire, is an anointing as fire, that God wants to fill you with something that saturates your whole being and changes your whole life, and you'll never be the same again. I said, you will never be the, unless you give it up, you will never be the same again. And you may be seated. Now listen to me carefully. When you think about fire, you think about something that consumes. You think about something that does not pass away without leaving marks. You think about something that can absolutely destroy or can absolutely do wonderful things when needed. Fire. Fire is a powerful element that we all understand. And then when you relate it to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it really does make a difference. Now, I want to start by telling you, number one, the fire of the Holy Ghost represents rich spiritual life and joy and satisfaction. There is something satisfying about the fire of the Holy Ghost burning in your life. Like a river of living water, John said, like a river of living water, making you a person of excitement, of joy, of satisfaction, of peace that passeth understanding, a joy beyond all words to describe, a happiness that will keep you happy when everything of life is on the downturn. I'm telling you, the fire of the Holy Ghost will keep you when you lose a loved one. The fire of the Holy Ghost will keep you when your bills are unpaid. The fire of the Holy Ghost will bring joy into your life in the toughest moments you ever experience. Because the fire of the Holy Ghost burns in, penetrates, saturates, takes control, makes you a person of great joy and great excitement. I'll tell you, I've watched people try to make it in the church without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I've watched them struggle and struggle and struggle, up and down and in and out and over and under. But I've never seen a person become absolutely baptized in the Holy Ghost that you didn't have a joyous person. They can't come to church and just warm a pew. They can't come to church and just sit idle while the church service is going on. When the fire of the Holy Ghost is burning, you're going to be burning. Hallelujah. Is anybody hearing me? When the fire of the Holy Ghost is burning, you're going to be burning. You say, Brother Chambers, I've never had it. Well, you can have it. He wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Such as were saved, hallelujah, they added to the church. And then he said to all of them, the promise is unto you and your children and as many as are afar off. Every one of you have the promise of the living, loving, wonderful presence of the Holy Ghost in your life. I know you get a little of it when you get saved. You get a little of it when you're born again. It's a transforming experience. But when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, when you stay in the altar or stay somewhere in prayer until you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, he comes to give you life. He comes to give you joy. He comes to give you happiness. He comes to lift you up over the trials and the tough places and to give you a strength in your very being that enables you to endure the darkest moment you'll ever have. Hallelujah! The fire of the Holy Ghost burns up the dross, burns up the negativity, burns up the dark feelings, burns up the doubts and fears, burns up all the things that give you a fit as an individual and a person. Everything that can harm a person's life is burned out of there when the power of the Holy Ghost takes control. Now, I'm not talking about a little blessing. I'm not talking about a little joyous experience that lasts about long enough for you to get out of the doors. I'm talking about a baptism that takes over your life. A baptism that possesses you. How many believe the Holy Ghost will possess you? Let me see your hand way up high. You believe the Holy Ghost will possess you. You believe the Holy Ghost will fill you with something that's from heaven. See, the Holy Ghost doesn't bring a thing with him. Doesn't bring a thing in his appearance in your life, but heavenly things. That's what the Holy Ghost comes for. To bring heavenly things into your life. To bring heavenly things in possession of your thinking. In possession of your doubts. In possession of your fears. In possession of your trials. Whatever it is that comes your way, the Holy Ghost come to lift you over it and above it and to give you strength to live a victorious life. Woo, hallelujah. I thank God for 66 and a half years. I've never backslid. Never backslid. Oh, I made some mistakes. I've had some negative moments, but I've never backslid. I remember the night I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It was in a tent, sawdust for floor. It was up near where my wife was born, just maybe 6 or 8 houses away. And it was a blessed experience to try to organize a new church. And who was it? Somebody just told me. Oh, it was Brother Martin. He's preaching at that church. And when I told him, that church came out of my life at the time that I was just a young Christian. I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in that tent meeting. I remember kneeling in the sawdust and said, "Now, Lord, I ain't leaving here tonight till you fill me with the Holy Ghost." I remember that. I said, "I ain't leaving here, Lord, till you fill me with the Holy Ghost." You know how long it took him? Something like 5 to 10 minutes. I've been praying for the Holy Ghost for, 2 years? Approximately 2 years. Hungry for the Holy Ghost. But I'd reached a place, I don't want to live without the Holy Ghost. I don't want to go home tonight without the Holy Ghost. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. You see, I've been watching these old Holy Ghost filled saints. I've been seeing them shouting and praising God, Brother Joe. I've been seeing beautiful things in their life. I'd heard them sing in the Holy Ghost. I'd heard so many things of the Holy Ghost moving back then. It was wonderful. I remember one night I was singing in the choir. They begged me to quit. They didn't have, you didn't have to get permission to sing in the choir boat back in those days. You just marched up there and started singing. And so I'd just go up and start singing. They'd tell me to quit. I couldn't sing. Well, I knew I couldn't sing, but I sure did love trying. And I remember one night we're coming down from the choir. And there's this lady in the church that had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And about the time I got down to the last step, here she came. And I'll never forget it. I started running. I started getting out of that woman's way. I'd watch them old Pentecostals full of joy and full of the Holy Ghost. And I wanted it, but I hadn't had it yet. And I didn't know how it felt. And I was just trying to save my hide. And so I remember getting out of her way. But oh, what joy she was full of. It was beautiful to watch. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, the Holy Ghost fire is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, dear God. Well, hallelujah. Number two. Now, I don't know how far I get here. I got about 9, but I probably won't get there. But I want you to think about this. The Holy Ghost is healing from the cross of Calvary and from the wounds on the back of Jesus in the hall of Pilate. The Holy Ghost represents everything that Jesus accomplished in his suffering and in his death. And all the power of the cross was active and laboring in the Holy Ghost. All the power of healing was present in the Holy Ghost. And so when you are full of the Holy Ghost, we've sung the song, the healer is in the house. I like it. The healer is in my temple. The healer is in my temple. The healer isn't just in the house, Brother Smothers. The healer is present in my very vessel. Hallelujah. He's my healer, and he's present when I need him. Oh, somebody raise your hand and say, "I need a miracle. I need a miracle." Get full of the Holy Ghost. Get full of the Holy Ghost. And healing will come with this baptism. Oh, I believe this with all my heart, church. The Holy Ghost is mighty present in me, in you, to heal you. Hallelujah. You don't have to have my hands on your head, and you don't have to have nobody else's hand on your head. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, the healer is in your temple, and all you got to do is go to the healer and surrender by faith to him, and the healing virtue is right there. burning with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Burning with the fire of the Holy Ghost. The healer is in your temple. Now you got to take this home with you. You got to study that Bible and find out for yourself that a Holy Ghost filled person has the healer in their temple. They still got to believe it. They still got to call on it. You have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. But you have the right to believe the healer to make himself real in your vessel. See, these kind of things are things available to Holy Ghost filled people. These kind of things are things God wants to do in his church again today. I had a pastor ask me this week, what can we do, Brother Chambers? Why are no miracles taking place in our churches? Why is nobody being healed and no wonderful things occurring? And so I asked him a couple of questions. Now, I'm not going to tell you what I asked him, but I'm going to tell you his answer, and every one of them was no. I said, you just answered why there's no healer and no miracles in your church. You start believing God for these mighty miracles. You're full of the Holy Ghost. Raise your hand if you're full of the Holy Ghost. Raise your hand if you speak in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. Raise your hand if you know he abides and he dwells, and then he's your healer. Hallelujah. And he will heal you. I'm telling you, it's his delight and his joy. The Holy Ghost will not pass by anything that Jesus did. Woo, hallelujah. I'm not being critical of nobody. I'm just here to tell you, I want to see miracles. I've never been so hungry to see miracles. I want to see miracles. I want to see miracles. Number three, the Holy Ghost. Now you got to hear this. You got to hear this. The Holy Ghost comes to dwell in your vessel that he can take the Bible and apply it to your life. And he can open up the Bible until the truths of the Bible leap off the page. He can open the truth to you until the Bible becomes a living revelation. See, the Bible is a revelation, but it's a revelation of English words as you have it in the King James. But when the Holy Ghost gets a part of it inside your Holy Ghost-filled vessel, he starts interpreting the Bible to you. He starts making scriptures come alive. I'm telling you, the Bible is a living book, but it is living only by the Holy Ghost. Dead letters until the Holy Ghost gets a hold of it. Did you hear what I said? Dead, wonderful, glorious, divine letters until the Holy Ghost gets a hold of it. And when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of it, it starts jumping around inside of you. Woo! I've had some of my greatest blessings just studying the Bible with the Holy Ghost helping me. Hallelujah. I remember one time I was studying the book of Songs of Solomon. That is one great book. And I was studying it. And I'd been at it, I don't know, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, as I remember when this happened to me. And all of a sudden, the 5th chapter of the Songs of Solomon jumped off the pages. And I began to see the Christ. I began to see the bride of Christ. I began to see people who lose the fire and become cold and indifferent. And they're too busy to pay to do their own things. And there's no time for the Holy Ghost. And finally, they come to themselves and open up, and he's gone. But they reach to get the handles on the door, and the door is dripping with oil. Remember reading that, brothers? The door, not the doorknob, is dripping with oil. And I saw the Holy Ghost, in his effort to bless this man or this person, had reached in through the hole of the door and got a hold of the handle on the inside and was trying to open the door for the person who is seeking the Lord. And when the person who's seeking the Lord reaches to get a hold of the doorknob, it's dripping with Holy Ghost oil. But he's gone. They waited too late. How many times have Pentecostal people been so busy with the world and so busy with pleasure and been so busy in their own things that they didn't have time to get in that Bible somewhere and get lost for time, I mean time, unimaginable before the Lord, and the Word of God just come alive and begin to stir up their soul and to change. Oh, I want you to have the Bible talking to you. I don't want you just to hear me preaching. I want you to hear the Holy Ghost preaching. Raise your hand and worship with me. Would you? Way up high, Father, by the Holy Ghost, help us learn what this Bible will do when we get alone with it and seek the Lord. Amen. Quit looking at your own wisdom. Quit looking at your learning. And look at what that Bible says. And ask the Holy Ghost to make it come alive. That's the Holy Ghost to make it become a living book. It'll set you on fire. It'll change you. I'll tell you right now, I won't need to be on your case about nothing. I won't need to be a pastor telling you what to do and what to not to do. If you get in this Bible in the power of the Holy Ghost, He will interpret the Bible and make it come alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a truth. Number four. You know, when I got saved, I was so ignorant of spiritual things. And I remember about 4 or 5 months after I got saved. Now, this is thrilling to tell. 4 or 5 months, I'm 16. I just got saved. I can't read. I never learned to read. I'm trying to learn to read the Bible. And lo and behold, Dr. Ray Hughes came to our church for the state meeting and preached the gospel that night. I will never forget it as long as I live. I had a good pastor. He had a good anointing. But Ray Hughes was a man in those days especially. He fasted usually a couple weeks every year. He'd get along with God, and he'd stay there for a couple of weeks at a time, just waiting on God. When he walked into the pulpit, I remember he walked in the pulpit, and his fingers had fire on the end of them. I don't mean the kind you could see. I mean the kind that was real. And he preached that word until it would stir your soul. I'll never forget that night as long as I live. That man preached with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I learned right then to love the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There is nothing more beautiful. And as a Holy Ghost filled person, you will love anointed preaching. You will love anointed preaching, and you will want to just come on Sunday morning. You will want to come in here, Larry Hunt, on Sunday night. When you really get hungry and you get full of this fire, hallelujah, you don't want to miss a sermon full of the Holy Ghost to save your life. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost fire works both ways at the same time. When the Holy Ghost fire is coming out of the preacher, the Holy Ghost fire is rising up inside of you, and you're feeling that same anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, I pray that we will learn to love the anointing more than ever in this church. I want to be anointed more than I've ever been in my life. I was riding down the road yesterday, and I told God, I've got to have a baptism of the Holy Ghost like I've never had. I know it's coming. Oh, it isn't that I don't have the baptism. I just want a baptism without measure. You remember it said that Jesus received the Holy Ghost without measure? No wonder one man was sent, a policeman was sent by the high priest. I want you to go arrest Jesus, they said. So he went over there to arrest Jesus. And he made a mistake. When he got there, he stopped to listen. And when he stopped to listen, it wasn't long till he turned around and went back. They said, where's he? We sent you to arrest him. He said, never a man spake like that man. You remember that? Never a man spake like that man. I want to tell you, the Holy Ghost fire in you will make you love the preaching of the Bible. It'll make you love the preaching of the Word of God. You'll just love it. You'll think on Saturday, oh boy, tomorrow I get to hear the Word of God preached again. And you'll go somewhere and pray an hour or two for the preacher. That God will set him on fire, and God will give him a baptism that's so real that you can't even sit in your seat. Hallelujah. I want to preach with such an anointing that some of you stand up once in a while. Slow poke. I'm not going to say that to nobody else. Now listen. Fire will make the Word of God come alive. Not just to you. You see, the Bible said God hath ordained by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. God hath ordained by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I got to go quickly. Number five. It'll give you a passionate love for God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost in you is actually a baptism of love. Did you hear what I said? It is a baptism of love. Say it with me, will you? Baptism of love. Go to Romans 5 and 5. Romans 5 and 5. I've got to read that scripture, so you'll have to excuse me a moment here. My Bible is glued together. Romans 5, not glued, but stapled together. Don't want to miss nothing. Listen to this. But And hope maketh not ashamed. Now listen. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The love of God is shed abroad in your hearts by what? By what? By who? The Holy Ghost. You get full of the Holy Ghost and your heart will explode with love. Love. These morning prayer meetings have brought me into a relationship with my Father and my Lord Jesus and my Comforter. Until I have been able to sob and just sob with love. Just sob telling my Father how much I love Him. How grateful I am that He sent His Son. And then the Son, how grateful I am you gave your body to the haters and to the wounders. And you were wounded and murdered for my sins and for my salvation. Hallelujah. The love of God shed abroad by the Holy Ghost will shake a church until you can't be still. I'm here to tell you, you get this love of God shed abroad in you by the Holy Ghost, and I won't have to beg you to raise a hand. Stand up. Raise a hand. Stand up. I'm tired of it. I do it because I can't stand deadness. Oh, but when you get so full of the Holy Ghost that it sheds abroad the love of God in your heart. Hallelujah. And that love begins to penetrate every fiber of your being. And you begin to feel it. And you begin to see it. And you begin to love it. Anybody that loves Him, stand up and tell Him how much you love Him. Some of you won't even move with that. Woo! Tell Him how much you love Him. Tell Him how much you want to love Him. Tell Him you want to be so full of the Holy Ghost that the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. That you just love loving Him. That you just love blessing Him. You just love being part of Him. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel His love, Brother Jose. Your son's got more than you got. He's got his hands up. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say hallelujah. Jose knows I'm kidding him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Shed abroad the love of God. Shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. That's number five. Until I'm giving out time here. That's okay. Listen to me. Number six. Singing and shouting in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you something. You look straight at me. I want you to hear me. You get full of the fire of the Holy Ghost, you won't be half as dead as most of you are. You believe that, don't you, Bob? You remember when your old dad preached the same thing, don't you? You remember? Yeah, you remember? See, the old time Pentecostals, they'd come to church and they just about couldn't have a service without shouting and singing and praising God. Somebody be running over the church. You say you believe in running? I believe in doing whatever the joy of the Lord gives you, as long as you're orderly and as long as you live right. If you don't walk straight when you hit the ground, keep your seat while you're in church, okay? But if you live straight all week and you overcome the devil and you defeat all the worldly things that come at you and you turn away from all the things of life's own selfish things, I tell you, you can come to church and shout and sing. And all some of you got to do is stand up and say hallelujah about three times. And it's going to get a hold of you. It happens, don't it? When you stand up and you begin to praise God, something goes to moving. I watched the Brother Smothers. It does, don't it? It's on your face right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's wonderful. When you begin to sing and worship and praise God, I don't believe in dead church. I really don't. I believe church ought to be alive. I believe church ought to be full of the just plain old joy, happiness. I'm telling you, I'm enjoying being in the house of God this morning. I had a revival down yonder. Woo! It was absolutely wonderful. It's amazing. People came and said to the pastor, I haven't been in church like this in so long I can't remember. Isn't that a shame that Pentecostal churches would be that dead? What is wrong with us? Come on, church. Let's get so full of the fire of God that you can't keep your seat. There's some of you, if you'd have a shout, I'd go ballistic. I've been here so many years, I've never seen some of your heart. You know, once in a while, kind of limp like you get. Brother Danny, is that all right? I see it. The fire of the Holy Ghost will make you a blessing in your church. Others will watch you and say, I want what they got. I want what they've got. I want what they've got. Because it's joy unspeakable. Notice the Bible said this. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. How long has it been since you felt the glory? Hallelujah. How long has it been since you felt the glory? I want us to get so full of God's Holy Ghost that every service is a joyous experience. Let me tell you something. When we get full of the Holy Ghost like we claim we are, others will be coming to our altar and getting the Holy Ghost themselves. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody that likes what I'm preaching, let me see your hand. Now, I'm making a count now, okay? No, I'm not. I'm kidding. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us. Pour out your Holy Ghost on us. Pour out your fire on us. Let me move quickly. Let me move quickly. Number seven. The exciting gifts of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost includes, are you hearing me? The fire of the Holy Ghost includes 9 gifts of the Spirit. These are supernaturals. These are things the flesh can't do. These are things that fall on Holy Ghost-filled Christians at times when they're not even expecting it. I heard one recently that happened in my life. I was over at the at the Catholic hospital. It was then. It's not any longer. It was some years ago. And I'd been called by somebody to come and pray for them. Now, I don't remember who it was. And I went in and over some part where in the ER, emergency room, I prayed for somebody. And there was a little 2-year-old girl on the other side of the room. In her own room, her mother was in there with her. And the little girl said, Mommy, I want that preacher to pray for me. And she wasn't bold enough to come and ask me to come pray for her. But I was leaving, and I went down the hallway on my way out, and the Holy Ghost got a hold of me, and I said, there's a little girl over here that wants the preacher to pray for her. And the mama came running out of the room and said, Reverend, that's my little girl. I heard her whisper it a while ago when you was praying. I said, well, God wants to heal her. I don't remember their names. I didn't ask their names. They didn't ask my name as far as I remember. I just went in and prayed, and God healed a little girl, and her mama testified about it just recently. Just recently. See, that's the gift of the Holy Ghost. You don't, if you are full of the fire of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Holy Ghost will be automatic at times in your life. There'll be at moments when you don't even expect it. See, the reason you got to walk in the fire of the Holy Ghost and live in the fire of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost has plans around your life that you don't even know about. And it can be any day of the week, morning, evening, or night, that God can need you in a place that you know nothing about. And right then God speaks and you hear. How many want to hear the Holy Ghost when he's got a gift to operate in your life? How many want to be ready and available when God's trying to do something for somebody? You don't know him. You don't know about it. But he knows. Oh, now would you raise your hand and worship God? I'm trying to bring it to a close. Father, I want the fire of the Holy Ghost upon this church like we've never had in our life. God, I'm selfish enough to say, please start with me. But that's okay. I can take it starting with somebody else. I want the fire of the Holy Ghost moving. I want God to use you in everything I said, plus there's at least that many more. Are you hearing me? There's at least that many more. If you want this Holy Ghost fire, stand up with me, would you? Stand up, please. I'm here to tell you this morning, I don't believe I'm preaching something out of the unordinary. I believe what I'm preaching is right out of his book, right out of the will of the Holy Ghost. And God wants to use every one of you. There's not a one of you that's not in his crosshair. He's looking at you. He's watching you. He's trying to see how much fire you've got. And if you're ready, he'll use you at the right time, at the right moment. If you're worried about your own glory, forget about it. He can't use somebody who's worried about their own glory. He's not going to use you so you can brag about it. He's going to use you so God can be manifest. Hallelujah. Now there's so many other things. Could I end with this thought? It is the Holy Ghost. Listen to me now. It is the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say that again because I want to make sure you get this. It is the Holy Ghost when that trumpet sounds and the Lord appears in the sky. It ain't going to be your good looks. It ain't going to be your talents. It ain't going to be where you remember the church at. It ain't going to be what your position in the church is. But the Holy Ghost in you. The sovereign. Raise your right hand with me. Please pray for me. The Holy Ghost in you. The Holy Ghost in you is going to suddenly quicken your mortal body. Quicken your mortal body. And that old trumpet sounding is going to begin to sound off in your heart. And the Holy Ghost is going to take hold of you and transform you. I mean glorify you. In a moment of time, you'll drop this old carnal body and you'll receive a glorified body. Every bit of it is the Holy Ghost. And he's going to take you right up through the atmosphere. You're going to pass the stars and the sun and the moon. And you're going to pass all the devils and demons that occupy the midair. And you're going to see them as the Lord defeats them. There'll be devils strode everywhere. And the Holy Ghost will transform you, glorify you. Look again at Romans 8 and 11. If the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also glorify, shall also magnify, shall exalt that mortal body. Hallelujah. Shall transform that mortal body. And up through the stratosphere you're going to go. All of it, the Holy Ghost. None of it, Joe Chambers. None of it, Joe Chambers. None of it, Marlon Clark. None of it, Lucille Mumford. None of it. All of it, the Holy Ghost. How many want to be ready to be transformed at the moment the trumpet sounds? Come on, get your hand way up if you mean it. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. No, Brother Chambers, I just want to be a dead church member. I just want to go and say my hide. I don't want to go to hell. I just want to go to heaven. I'm not worried about being full of the Holy Ghost. You aren't going to go with that rapture if you're not, if the Spirit of God isn't working in you. There's many ways to talk about that. That's a big subject. But I'm here to tell you, the Holy Ghost is that mighty power from heaven that transforms this mortal body and puts on that immortal body. Somebody just raise your hand and worship him with me. Just raise your hand and worship him with me. If you're not here, if you're not saved this morning, if you're not washed in the blood, if you're not living a clean and godly life, if you're not full of the Holy Ghost and have no interest in being full of the Holy Ghost, I believe someone who just got saved will have enough of the Spirit to go in the rapture for a short period. But as soon as they have no time to receive the baptism and they're too busy with the world, and they're not seeking the Holy Ghost and his sanctifying power, then the moment will come when they're not ready. Raise your right hand. Ask the Holy Ghost. Hear my word, saith the Lord. Hear my word. In a moment, that rapture is about to occur. The saints of God will be gone in a flash of lightning. It'll be beautiful. It'll be glorious. But the multitude left here will be the saddest day of their life. I'm calling you, saith the Lord. Prepare thine heart. Prepare thine life. Prepare your whole being to live in the Holy Ghost. And to go when I come, saith the Lord. Now, I want to ask everybody in this building who you want to be full of the Holy Ghost. I want you to come straight to this altar. I want us to come here and stand if we might. Okay, if somebody wants to kneel, come if you would. Quickly come. Hallelujah. Would you pray for me, Sister Angel? Hallelujah. Pray for me. Listen to me, church. Listen to me, church. It's time to quit playing games. It's time to get serious with the things of God. It's time to pour our heart out on the altar to the Lord. It's time to let the fire burn. Let the fire burn, sister. Let the fire burn. It's time to let the fire burn. If you're hungry, let the fire burn. Get right here in this altar. Throw your hands up to God. And let's cry out to him.
Mountain. And if Lord. Calms all my fears, and that same blood it dries all my tears. It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
To the high.